Here he is. He's up and about. You didn't get flooded out there at Forth, Hooch?
No. I'm only just up and about, mind you, because I was up quite late looking into why I lost power, and also I had a bit of a drive around the general area, a little bit like a rancher drives near the fence lines, and
yeah.
I had a bit of a lap around, and all pretty good. I could see where they've readied and sandbagged here a few spots in Forth, but I think she was okay.
Yeah, all right. Well, so we've still got a moderate flood warning for the Forth River and a major flood warning for the Mersey River. And there's a flood watch for all our northwestern rivers and streams. And I'll just pass on some emergency information. Downstream of Lake Isandula Dam, evacuate now message from the Tasmania SES. Downstream of Lake Isandula Dam on Isandula Road, Preston Road and Gawler Road. TAS Water advise that the Lake Isandula Dam is at risk of failure. Tasmania Police are warning people downstream of the Lake Isandula Dam on Isandula Road, Preston Road and Gawler Road to evacuate now in the direction downstream towards Ulverston, if safe to do so, or move to higher ground immediately. And there is an evacuation centre open at Ulverston Rec Centre in Flora Street for flood information and assistance. For storm assistance from the SES, call 132500 for information, tasalert.com. There you go. That's the major business of the morning.
Yeah, that's pretty serious. Like, floods are bad enough, but when a dam fails, that you know, if it fails dramatically and that body of water goes all at once, that can be very, very dangerous. So
yeah, so it hasn't failed as yet, but they think it might. So
there you go.
Lake Isandula Dam. Right, so the forecast for the weekend, well, we've seen the worst of it. Severe weather warning's finished. It's passed over. So just a few showers for today and then, more than a few today, but just a few for the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. So might be okay for a fish if you're going out the front, but I wouldn't recommend going near our rivers this weekend, for the banks will be, you know, saturated and be pretty dangerous, I'd reckon.
Yeah, I think given the amount of water that we've had, I would give, to be honest, you won't hear this from me much, but I'd give fishing a bit of a miss for the weekend. And,
yeah.
And to be fair, I'm going to be busy. A mate of mine bought a 1967 Austin tip truck, and I'm going to have a bit of fun tidying that up, giving it a wash. It's a bit of a barn find, and she's a little ripper.
Well, there you go. I didn't even know Austin made trucks.
Yeah, well, I didn't really know too much about it until the other day, and I've done a bit of research. Obviously, they're out of the UK, and Austin was a company that made some pretty cool trucks, and a lot of them were government vehicles, Country Fire Brigade vehicles. This one's ex-Country Fire Brigade. You can only just tell by the colour of it. Carnation red, that's a bit of a giveaway. But, yeah, of course, there's a Facebook page and a little Austin Tragic, so I've been talking to a few of those guys around the nation, and yeah, it's very interesting, so I'm looking forward to tidying that up. But, yeah, fishing, even out to sea, even if the conditions were okay, a lot of brown, fresh water, lot of sticks, a lot of logs. You know, I'd really just give it a week. You know, there'll be a lot of stuff in the water. You might hit your prop on and the fresh water and the dirt that's out there. I just don't think it'll be much good. And you've made a fair point about the banks and the rivers. Just, you know, I think we're just better off to give it a week. I don't think anyone needs to fish that badly. It could be, you know, more dangerous than it's worth, to be honest.
Yeah, agreed. So we'll talk more about that next week, but have you heard any good stories over the last week or so?
I have. Good old Ray Brooks. He's great for a bit of information. He's out and about early. He managed to catch a very nice salmon in the Mersey. Now, that was last week because he wasn't there this morning, I can give you the tips. You wouldn't be catching too much other than some wooden alligators. That's what all that timber looks like, wooden alligators coming down the river. Now, he caught some, that was King George Whiting he caught last week. That was off the shore as well. I thought it might have been in a boat. So good on Ray for catching a few whiting from the shore there at off Port Thoreau. But he caught a very nice salmon off the Mersey, in and around the Mersey boat ramp near the Ellie. So, and that was a good fish too. It was bigger than the plate. He sent me a photo and she was a beauty. So well done Ray Brooks. And the other report that I had was a really good one. Andrew Gray from up Smithton area. He was in that Johnny Cash.
Man in Black, yeah.
What was it called, Man in Black, was it?
Well, anyway, the Johnny Cash story, yeah.
Yeah, he was in that with Sid Sidebottom, and he's done a fabulous job. That was an awesome production. I went and saw that. Anyway, he went to Bronte Lagoon, and he was up there with his dad, Bruce, and his nephew, Toby, and they had the full week up there, luckily before all this weather, and they landed 35 between them, spinning from the boat. So that was a good effort, and they were using a range of Tillon's spinners. So that's a nice little report from Andrew. And it's good to get up there with family. Something that I did for Tarfish this week because of Mental Health Week, they wanted me to do a little video, and I wasn't sure what I was going to do about it. But once I got to think about it, it was pretty easy because Mental Health Week and fishing go hand in hand, because I think a lot of us use fishing as a little reset button. Every time we go away and have a fish, it's good to reset the mental health and just forget about the worries of the world. And that would have been fantastic up there for a week up there at Bronte Lagoon. It would have been really, really awesome.
Yeah. So I'll just do the coastal waters. So there's a strong wind warning still up. Northwest is getting up to 30 knots at times. Bit of a swell, few showers. Tide, next high tide, 3.27 metres. That'll be at 3:46 this afternoon, so that would mean the last high would have been around about 3:30 this morning. So river's still quite up, and once again, a major flood warning for the Mersey River, moderate flood warning for the Forth River. So we'll have more details in our news and weather throughout the morning. So look, I guess we should just wrap it up by saying, look, don't plan on a fish this weekend, just give it a miss again. Yeah.
Exactly, and stay inside. And, you know, they're very, very Johnny on the spot with the, you know, don't go out and about and have a sticky beak and drive through the water. So I think that's pretty good advice. Like, we can all go and have a bit of a look at the water rushing out and the rubbish coming down the rivers. You can do that in a safe manner. But I think the point that it's all trying to make at the minute is that if you see a road that's got a lot of water in it, you know, don't try to go through it in your four-wheel drive or your car. I think that's the one where people can get into trouble, because people don't realise that when you see water flowing, just how much power that water has. And when your car sits broadside on it, one minute you're going to be on the road, next minute you're going to be over the side of the road if you try and drive through the water. So I think they're pretty keen to let people know not to do that, and I'd agree.
Yeah. All right. Anything else you want to mention before we go to the news?
Well, I think we're pretty good, but I tell you what, I'm chafing it a bit. I haven't been fishing for a little while, and once this weather comes good and we do see a little bit of summer days again, it's going to be all really good to get out there and have a fish, so I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, so next Friday, hopefully if the weather stays good during the week and all the water goes out to sea, we'll focus on what fish chew after the floods and how do they act and what to look out for if you're going for a fish next weekend, I reckon.
I'm a bit excited about this Austin truck. Nice little tipper. You should see her. She's a beauty.
Tell you what, you've covered all grounds this morning. We've talked floods. We've talked Austin Healey trucks. We've talked men's mental health. And we covered a little bit of fishing.
Yeah, we should nearly rename the show. Don't worry. We'll come back to the fishing when the weather gets better.
All right, plug your socials there.
That's Team Penn Simrad Fishing, and I might even start up Hooch's Austin Truck.
Good on you. Talk to you soon.
Cheers, everyone.